Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Yasha Prayer Force. Everybody is live. Thank you for joining us today. This is Carol Ann Parisi. We've got some tumultuous times going, and God needs to hear from us. Hi, Nancy. Hi, Mary Lynn. How are you ladies doing?
I'm doing good. Great. Thanks.
How about you, Nancy?
Yeah. Doing great. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, I know Mary Lynn read something to me the other day, and it was really, really, really pertinent. But I think I'd like to, if it'd be okay with everyone, I'd like to start this off with a little prayer, because since last week, a lot has changed. So can we do that? Is that okay?
But of course. May God lead us today through our wonderful hour. I walk away from this Monday hour, and at first I'm like, oh, but then once I'm done, it's like when I leave church, I'm walking on water. The only thing we don't do is sing, and I won't talk about Friday night and singing with a mask on because it's stupid. Especially
yeah,
when you're wearing
anyway,
lipstick. Anyway,
We come to you, God, right now. We would like your Holy Spirit to guide us. God, you know the beginning from the end, and you see what's going on in our country with our president and his administration. And God, you know the beginning from the end here. So let all the talking heads talk all they want, but they can't compete or compare with you, Holy Spirit. You guide people to do the right thing in these next 28 days, and guide us every day, God. So we just ask this in Jesus' name, amen and amen. And let's just, and Mary Lynn, go read that thing. That was pretty cool, and then I'll share something
sure.
that I'm reading with you. And Nance, if you've got anything you want to share, anything you've been doing, any quote-unquote coincidences or incidences, we would love to hear it. So let's rock.
Okay, great. And, of course, and I hope we can close with prayers for the POTUS, FLOTUS, and the First Family, and Kaylee. The White House apparently is getting inundated with COVID, so we can put that on the list for closing out for good health and prayers for all. And what I'm going to read from today, I read this, I had one of these things, and it really was a God moment this weekend. I was all pent up. I had 12 to-do lists, and most of it had to do with using the internet. And lo and behold, the fence, they're putting up a fence next door. They cut through my internet line. No internet until like an hour ago. So it was God's way of shutting me down, telling me, listen to me. Don't listen to that voice in your head you've been listening to for years and basically has gotten you nowhere. So this book was given to me by a wonderful young lady named Amy Cross, and I would be proud to say she called me her mentor. And, you know, that's like a super huge compliment. And her name was Amy Cross, and she gave this book when I was leaving Chico's. I'd been there for about 8-9 years. Excuse me. And she had shared the book with me, and I just loved it. It's called His Princess, Love Letters from Your King. Excuse me one second. Allergies. The book is by Sherry Rose Shepherd. Convenient last name. Anyway. And it doesn't go by date, so I just kind of randomly picked through the book, which I did, and I shared it with Carol Ann. So it's all This is God talking to his princess. And all of us women out there, we and daughters and nieces and so on, we're all his princess. And it says, my princess, hear my voice. I'm always here for you. I'm never too busy to talk to you, my beloved. If you will turn off the things around you that drown out my voice, you will begin to hear me in your spirit. When you don't know where to go, you will hear me give you the divine direction. When you are in need of a friend, you will hear me whisper, I am here. When you need comfort, you will hear me call to you, come to me. Don't let the voice of your own uncertainties distract you from my still, small voice. Quiet your spirit and know that I am your heavenly Father and you are my precious daughter. And I love when you listen to me. Love your King and the voice from heaven.
That's so cool. That's so cool.
Yeah,
it's
just,
and
that is just, one of a whole book.
But that was really the be still moment, and it's kind of like what's happening to our president right now, because he's just been going, and maybe God is giving him a wink to say, slow your roll, dude, slow your roll, take a breath,
right?
And
exactly.
God will use it. Now, Nance, any coincidences with you this week, anything that...
Nothing really this week. I mean, just besides getting other work to do, which is always a blessing, of course, as it gets each job and each situation is a little better, a little more lucrative, so it can see things, you know, opening up a little bit in the world. But I don't have a coincidence example, you know, that happened in the last week that I can put a finger on.
Okay, well, I can throw something at you, and this is because I've done contract work, and contract work is uncertain, and especially now you've got, you know, major nuclear uncertain. So you do stop and have financial pause, but this is where I was going with Carol Ann, and I sent her something, and I need to look it up because it was just getting out of that fear and the anxiety, especially it kind of can hit around 3-4 in the morning, something like that, and that stress and that fear, how is this going to get paid, or where, you know, is everything going to be all right, and blah, 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 and all the worries, and that's where the quieting of the mind comes in, especially for me, and it's always there in the background. But when I called up Carol Ann, I said, let's pray through this. I've got so much anxiety. This was Thursday morning I called her, and this was before the internet went down. And she had tons of anxiety as well. So we prayed through it. We gave away our fear. So by praying and putting our fear in, our fear, substituting that with our faith. And sometimes we don't realize it, but you still... I think a lot of people have uncertainties about a lot of things right now, and that's what we're fed daily. So remember, we need to listen to his voice, not MSM.
Well, there's also,
okay.
There's also that feeling of overwhelm. When you've got 72 balls in the air, and it's like, oh, my God, I want to get this done. I want to get that done. And I've just been, like we all have, just grinding like a crazy bird. And it's just like, So it's like, I know you could only do one thing at a time. And in all honesty, I mean, I'm in the grocery store going, okay, God, what do I need to get? I mean, that's how surrendered I've been lately, because there's so much. There's just, it's just like, okay, all right, you know. So I want to say something. I got this book. It's called Praying the Names of God. And God has a lot of names. And I would like to actually read these names. It's a lot, but I'm not going to go into each chapter. Maybe next week I'll start off. But There's Elohim, which means God, mighty creator. Elroy, the God who sees me.
What does it say?
El Shaddai.
Excuse me, Carolyn. Does it? I hate to interrupt, but I'm kind of a wordsmith kind of person. I like to know where it's derived from to give it some more background.
This is all from the Hebrew. This is all from the Hebrew.
Okay.
These are God's names, this is a book called Praying the Names of God, and by Ann Spangler. So, but I'm just reading what the names are. So,
okay.
Again, Elo.
Hello.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, the everlasting God or eternal God, El Olam. The Lord will provide, Yahweh Yireh, Lord, Yahweh, Lord Master, Adonai, the Lord who heals, Yahweh Rapha, the Lord my banner, Yahweh Nisi, consuming fire, jealous God, Esh Okla Elkana, Holy One of Israel, Kadosh Yisrael, the Lord is peace, Yahweh Shalom, the Lord of hosts, Yahweh Tzabaoth, the Lord my rock, Yahweh Tzuri, the Lord my shepherd, Yahweh Roy, the name Hashem, King Meller, husband Ish, living God, El Che, dwelling place, refuge, shelter, fortress, strong tower, Megan, Meshesh, Megan, Metsua, Mozai Az, wait, Judge, Sofet, or Shofet, Hope of Israel, Mikwa Yisrael, the Lord, our righteousness, Yahweh Tzidkenu, Yahweh Tzidkenu, God Most High, El Elyon, the Lord is there, Yahweh Shama, Father, Abba, Pater. So there's a lot of really good words for God. In fact, I also have I don't know if you've ever been into a Christian bookstore. They've got those little, like, laminated pamphlets, and it goes into that. But this book goes through every day. You focus for 5 days on one of the names, and then it tells you about how it's applicable in biblical history. So I just thought it was kind of interesting right now. And now is the Feast of Tabernacles from October 2nd to October 9th. It's the Feast of Tabernacles. It's when the Israelites left Egypt and were in the desert, and they just did the tabernacle to the Lord in the desert. So it's kind of interesting, and that's God with us, really. I mean, there's a lot of really interesting, cool things with the Old Testament, and Jesus is, I didn't know this, but Jesus is everywhere in every book of the Bible. So anyway, that's that. That's all. And I think in the Bible it says, be not afraid 365 times, if my memory is serving me. But that could be wrong. But I remember, like, reading something and hearing something that's one for every day. So don't be afraid, fear not, fear
right.
not, fear not.
No, that's what I heard, too. That isn't that, okay, so you're talking coincidences. So is that a coincidence? Not really. That it is said, that same thing, you know, I translated into, hey, don't worry, I got your back, you know, in modern language.
Yep.
And somebody told me that is mentioned 365 times. I said, that's pretty cool if you think about it. And actually, I thought a great Bible study for another show or a series of shows would be to pick one each day. Where is it in the Bible? There's got to be some great online resource that would find that.
Wow, there'd be some research. Yeah. That would be very cool, though. I'm sure that would be something you could research. I'm sure Mr. Google would know that, because there's a lot of Bible things out there. Hey, have you guys heard of There's something going on in D.C. on the 24th. There's a young man by the name of Sean, and he's got long hair, and he's been doing this. Oh, gosh, I forgot the name of it. His name is Sean, and he's doing all these worship things, and it's culminating on the 24th of this month in D.C. Have you heard of anything like that? The Stand. I think it's called The Stand, I think. Pretty cool.
Okay,
he's young.
We'll keep our eyes open.
Oh, and I also want to make a note. If you guys get TBN, Trinity Broadcast Network, Kurt Cameron is doing like a Vote Your Faith for the next two Fridays, but it's also on throughout the week. So you might just want to Google TBN.org and Kurt Cameron Vote Your Faith. And it's talking about issues and what's going on and how we really have to vote. We have to vote right. We have to vote our faith, and we have to vote for good principles and good principled leaders.
And I think that's a really, really valuable point you bring up, Carol Ann, and I was so blown away over the weekend. Since my only source of news, I have turned off Fox News. We will not get political. However, what I did notice through Twitter is all the pictures, because you won't see it on MSM, of everybody surrounding Walter Reed Hospital with flags and signs, and they were all group praying. And you know, they're talking about letting them out today or so on and so forth. And that's the power of positive group prayer. And then you see
Absolutely.
The other side, and I don't even want to talk about it. I don't even want to verbalize. They go to such a dark place, I don't even want to talk about it. And I noticed that was very common with quite a few other commentators. And per your suggestion, Carol Ann, I have looked into Newsmax, and I like it. But I think the exciting part is the love that the people of the United States are giving back and supporting our president. I mean, this dude works his you-know-what off for America, for our freedom, for our faith. You've never heard a president talk about God so much.
No, and he's not even – I mean, let's be real. This man – he's Donald Trump, for Pete's sake, he's a reality TV star. But you know something? His pastor was Norman Vincent Peale, and Norman Vincent Peale wrote The Power of Positive Thinking, which was Napoleon Hill. Napoleon Hill was his mentor or contemporary. I mean, there's a lot to be said there with the biblical verse, "As a man thinketh in his heart," from Proverbs. So, you know, but he loves our country. And you know what? God, you know, something I really didn't know, and I did start learning more about just recently because of that Eyes Wide Open radio show, is that our country was founded. Yes, I did know it was founded on Judeo-Christian principles, but I did not know that the Jews tried to go ahead and have a quote-unquote republic. Well, so did the Romans as well, but no one has been able to have freedom and liberty as long as America because of the principles and personal responsibility and because of God's principles. So there's a really good series out there, but I find it to be really interesting because I've been having Christian TV on all the time listening. And it's interesting because I have never seen so much talk about an upcoming election in my whole entire life. And I've watched Christian television for 15 years, 20 years now. But I have never seen so much talk. Almost every talk show, every show is talking about this upcoming election, and as stewards, we must vote. Do you know there's people out there that don't vote?
I don't know any of
they
them.
They don't.
But anyway, as a side note, today is the last day to register online in the state of Florida. If you're not registered, register online today. Thank you for my short PSA there.
Yeah, right.
I think what people have to see, we're so accustomed and we're used to it. Our religious freedoms just of late have started being taken away from us. And
mm-hmm.
that's with the whole COVID be safe thing. As I said earlier, I've never sang with a mask on before, and I probably won't do it again. However, what's happening is there's so much that these other countries, they take away. Look at China. I mean, they have Muslims encamped in internment camps. Does anybody ever talk about that? I mean, Christianity is people are beat to death because of their belief in Christianity. And we've all heard the stories. The guy walks
mm-hmm.
5 miles for his Bible that he buried just so it wouldn't be found. It was a very sentimental Bible for family reasons. But what we do take for granted is our freedom
mm-hmm.
to exercise our religion as it's given
mm-hmm.
to us not only in the Constitution but in the Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
We have to remember that's all at stake on November 3rd, or could be January 1st with all these mail-in ballots from Mars.
Right.
I think what we just need to do is just hang on and keep on praying, because I don't know
absolutely.
What else to do.
Absolutely. And 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern every night, there's that, you know, that United Prayer Team, I guess. I don't even know who started it. But, Nancy, you're the one who told me about it, I believe, right? Or did Kim tell us about it?
No, I think Kim told us about it.
Okay. So, yeah. I tell you, that's all we can do is pray for our country and pray for our president and our leaders. And, I mean, I find it to be really interesting, though, with the Christian television, how they're really, really talking about voting your faith, praying, and voting your faith. Because, I mean, they say, you know, it's cliche, but this is the most important election for the life of the Republic. And that's pretty stunning, you know. And, I mean, you know, let's face it, gals, I mean, you know, 50 years from now, if any of us are around, we'll be pretty lucky and pretty old, and we won't probably know what the heck is going on.
Pretty damn wrinkly.
I will still be talking about this whole thing.
No, thanks. There ain't enough Botox.
but, I mean, in all honesty, I feel sorry for the kids. I feel sorry for younger people. Because what's going to happen?
I don't think feel sorry for them. I think educate them is the correct path. Because with an educated youth, you have people that can act independently and know that these teachers can. There's some parents, and I think that I truly believe it, you know, especially in some of the public schools or even the schools where they're paying big money for the private schools for their children to attend. But they said, you know, they said, where's the WD-40?
Right.
So most of these parents are saying they want, like, the police have their chest camera on. What is that called? The
body cam?
Police. Body cam, thank you very
body
much.
Body cam.
Senior moment, yeah. Body cam. So have a body cam on the teachers so they can go in, you know, go online and see what is being taught to their children. These are underage minors, and they have every right to. Of course, you know.
Well, they took prayer out of school a long time ago, but you're right. There is a lot of indoctrination in our school. And school choice clearly is on the ballot this November. If somebody
Which
wants
I think is
school
great.
Choice, and that means Christian schools, homeschooling, the left does not want people to have school choice, period.
Well, they can't indoctrinate. If there's a choice, they cannot indoctrinate the children
right.
if there is choice. If you notice, and we've talked about this several other times, the other party, as I will call them nicely, is they pick a word of the day. Oh, I'm sorry, you know, this is today it's going to be he's a racist, he's a white supremacist. And they all gather up and say the same, oh, and it's very unified, but that's how they work. It's getting the lemmings to follow all the way off
mm-hmm.
the cliff if need be. But that's it, and that's where the independence of thought comes in, and also the parents' responsibility. But what I was at church on Friday. There was the child care was open, so things are starting to open up here in Florida. Thank goodness we're not where Carol Ann lives or New York. But you know, it's important to get back out. I can't believe how shut in, I feel shut in to an extent, but you know, going out to Dollar General and Publix isn't what I mean about going out, right? So what do you say, Nance? What do you have you been working in the area, and how do you manage to fit in quiet meditation time or prayer time in your life?
Yeah, I'm lucky that I have only been working part-time, so there is free time, and I also use the drive to and from work as my, you know, private time, and so I feel like I've been getting a pretty good amount of it. I don't feel as rushed or stressed as I used to in, you know, my pre-COVID life, let's call it, trying to, you know, cram in as much as possible because my choices are more limited and were very limited up until recently, which is not, you know, not a bad thing. It makes you prioritize your time, and when you find yourself with more time on your hands, there's other things get accomplished, projects that you put off, but you also have more time for quietness and being able to listen to the right influences rather than all the jibber-jabber that's out in the world.
Yeah, after my internet went down, I was forced to clean my lanai bathroom. So, yes, you do reshift your priorities, but I also I'm just grateful for the time to relax and for Carol Ann for picking up the phone and, you know, walking through some of the crazy things that have been happening. So I've had to learn how to clean a pool, and today I cleaned an aquarium. So a lot of growth and a lot of prayer that I don't, like, kill a fish.
But it would be a learning experience.
Yeah, not for the fish.
But not for the fish so much. But you always... What it is when you're forced into the certain situations, it's amazing what you learn that you're capable of learning and doing and accomplishing. It's not something we would focus on, you know, normally.
Oh, agree.
So it's wonderful to go, gosh, I didn't know I could ever dig a septic tank and help put in a whole septic tank, nor would I think I would ever have wanted to. But
okay.
And working, you're like, holy cow! I can't believe that A, I had the time to do it, and that I had the strength and ability still left in my body to do it. And it really gives you a sense of accomplishment, you know. So it's some of this downtime, if you want to call it, or away from our busy lives, time is really, you know, a blessing in disguise if you choose to look at it that way.
Oh, sure. And you know, Nancy's changing septic tanks. I'm happy to get the pickle jar open.
The event, and you might be able to Google this. It's really, really worth the watch or the listen. Is Think, Pray, Vote, and it's presented by My Faith Votes. So you could actually Google it. Think, Pray, Vote, and I'm sure you could Google it, and you could probably get the video or
came up right away.
TBN, that's Trinity Broadcast Network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's on YouTube, and it's about 2 hours long. They have part one, so I'm guessing it's a series.
Next Friday is the last one.
I've got it marked.
There you go.
Think, Pray, Vote.
So it's on YouTube. Great.
Is Julia Roberts in there?
I didn't recall seeing Julia Roberts.
Eat, Pray, Love. Sorry, it was a bad show.
What?
Close without the Hollywood depravity in there, that's all.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, a very famous book called Eat, Pray, Love. That's all. And the movie was.
Oh, got it. Okay. Okay, okay.
It was a good book. I got your reference, Mary.
Yeah,
as pop culture, I'm just not I'm not into it. I mean, who are the? I didn't know Trump. Did you guys ever see The Apprentice ever?
Yeah.
No.
I saw all of them in the beginning.
No, I actually watched the first season and didn't catch in a lot, but then the nice Croatian boy from Chicago won. So. What was his name? Good looking kid.
Don't
he married him. Juliana Rancic from E. Yeah, I can't think of his name now. But yeah, I caught the first one. And, you know, reality is reality. I got to laugh. Carol Ann's knowledge of American TV and all that. So she just found out who the Kardashians were a couple weeks ago.
Oh, that's not true. I knew who the Kardashians were. But I don't think I've ever watched them. It's like, yeah, whatever. Whatever.
If you watch it once,
I can make my own drama, thanks.
It's the same nonsense every week. And I watched The Apprentice up to the point where I found it interesting at first and the premise behind it. But then when whatever that season was, or he switched over where he had all celebrities on there and they were like going at each other, acting like children, I thought, okay, this is digressed. You know, normal people and, well, if you want to call them normal, but regular day, everyday people, you know, trying to win this prize, fine, I get it. And, and it could be looked at as funny. But once these celebrities are on there and they're just on there to, you know, try to renew a lost career or a dead career or whatever. And that's before while I was still tainted with what Hollywood really is. Now my whole opinion of all that is like, oh my gosh. But that's when they lost me on that. Like, okay, this has just gone off the deep end. I guess real people don't want to be on the show anymore. So they let all these has-been celebrities, you know, come on there and make idiots of themselves. Okay. I think I'm done.
Yeah.
Well, but I think that's the same thing that's happening with our country right now.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's a bit of a delay.
No, go ahead. What were you saying? Go ahead. What did you say?
Well, the same thing is happening with our country right now. You know, we're just watching what's happening, and most people can't believe it. I never thought I would ever see the day that I'd be praying for – you know, just police men and women I don't even know. You just watch them on TV and the rioting and the anarchy. I just pray every day that it ends. And then everybody's, you know, projecting that the election is, you know, it's going to be not so good. So, you know, it's another big thing that we need to pray on and pray with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was at church last week, I went to a meeting they have breakout meetings. So whatever you kind of issue you have, you can, you know, if you're mourning the loss of someone, there's that kind of group, alcohol, drug dependence, and then other different areas. But I went to this group and I talked about the power of group prayer. I really, really believe in that. And I watched again the TBN special with the prayer day. And I just have it on the background when I'm working, and it's just very
mm-hmm.
uplifting.
Is there a way
That's it for me.
Is that online, that you could see it online?
Hang on, let me Google. Now that I have the internet back, at least I thought I lost an appendage. Seriously.
Now,
okay.
Nancy, you have internet, right? You don't have cable. You have internet, right?
Correct. Right. I watch everything through streaming.
So you could stream it. Yeah. Oh, boy. I wish I could think of this young man's name, and he's been going all over. And, I mean, he did it in Chicago. He got arrested in one of the states and fined for worshiping. And a lot of the police officers are there, and they're moved to tears, and people are just very emotional.
Okay, Carol Ann, cutting in real quick.
Yes.
Watch live,
so,
The Return, National and Global Day
yes.
of Prayer. It's on YouTube.
Yes, yes, with Jonathan Kahn. Yes, yes, yes. The Return.
Yeah, they've
That's
also they've also got it with Franklin Graham, who is he put the event together. So yeah, it's all over the place.
They're two different events. Those are two different events. The Franklin Graham is different than the Jonathan Kahn. They're both really, really good. The Return is very good. Jonathan Kahn is a Messianic Jew, and he speaks very much of Yeshua and how the Jewish holidays and those seasons and Christ's return are very parallel. It's very interesting. He speaks a lot to Messianic prophecy. He's got a book called The Harbinger, Harbinger 2, the Shemitah, so much. I mean, he's got a lot of really interesting stuff. I mean, he's a Messianic Jew. So he's Jewish, so he takes
I don't know what that means. Born and raised a Catholic.
He's Jewish, but he believes in Jesus.
To...
He's a completed Jew. He believes in Yeshua HaMashiach. In Hebrew, Yeshua is Jesus. Yeshua. And Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Savior. Because Jesus was a Jew. Jesus wasn't a Catholic or a Lutheran or Episcopalian. He was Jewish.
Yeah, I think we've got that much down. You know, I did attend 9 years of catechism. But,
right.
Yeah, as far as, you know, the Jewish faith or a lot of the other faiths, honestly, there's so much. When I have time, my interest is researching law. You have a real passion for, and as much as I go with God and I'm a beautiful child of God, I just don't really get into it like you do, Carol Ann. And there's nothing wrong with that. We all have to, you know, eat whatever slice of pie we want, right? All I'm saying is I go to church, I sing, I'm happy, I come home, I pray,
yep.
I reach out when I'm getting freaky. And, you know, you're just a lot more into it than I don't know if I'll ever be that into it.
It's really interesting. It's really interesting because once you start unpacking, it's like, oh, my gosh. Now, I grew up in Lincolnwood by Skokie, very Jewish neighborhood. I went to more bar and bat mitzvahs And then my cousin went to Italy and found out we are Sephardic Jews. My mother, where she grew up in from the 1500s during the diaspora, the Spanish, well, they were Spanish, and they were persecuted Jews. So obviously there are some Jewish roots, you know, 500 years ago in my family, but I find it to be very interesting, and I just Judaism is the foundation for our faith, and I just find it to be interesting. I like it. I just think it's very interesting. So, guys, what do you think? Do you think the Catholic vote, because the Catholics have a propensity to be less conservative, do you think now that what's going on, do you think Catholics will vote their faith and start being a little more thoughtful?
I think so. Well, we can hope so, but unfortunately, when Mike Pompeo, our Secretary of State, went over to meet with the Pope, the Pope let him meet with his second in charge, showing a bit of a liberal tilt, which should never happen. I was very surprised at that. And, you know, not meeting with – to me, it's just like musicians and actors and all these celebrities, stay out of politics. It doesn't do anybody any good. And most of all, the Pope of all people. And then I saw this bit on this church. It was a Catholic church in New York City. And they were doing the same thing, this indoctrination garbage, just like that's happening in schools. So we have to be careful to see where it may be penetrating into our churches. I was very surprised to hear that the Pope would not meet with our Secretary of State, but that's just me.
This Pope, have you ever heard of Father Malachy Prophecies?
Yeah.
You cut out.
I'm sorry. Did you ever hear the Father Malachy prophecy?
No.
Okay.
Interesting.
Very interesting. But Father Malachy was a priest, and oh gosh, Nancy, 1200s, 1300s?
Yeah,
I don't know exactly.
Long
time ago. And he spoke to all the popes, but his last pope is numbered. And so far, Francis has filled all of the prophecies. But this Pope is a very, as John Paul was very anti-communism because he was from Poland, this guy is a socialist. This guy is.
Right.
This guy is interesting. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, he's the Pope. Yeah, the Pope that was prophesied to help bring the Antichrist into the Vatican.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the reason why the last one that abdicated is because he would not go along with their plans. He knew what their plans were, and so he had no choice but to resign because this was not what he knew this entity to be. But I don't know if every single other pope before him went along with the program, shall we say, but the one and only, isn't there only the one pope that abdicated?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember all the details, but I know you and I had a discussion about it when I came across this, when I was really had some time on my hands and I was doing a lot of study of all the different prophecies of different things, some of the Nostradamus stuff that goes up to current time, and then this came along.
Oh yeah, yeah, that guy. That's yeah. See, that's. I mean, that's my Kardashian studying prophecy. Things like that. Things that are, you know, visionary. That's my Kardashians. I guess my guilty pleasures. Very interesting, but. I guess we got to pray for him too. I mean, he has, you know. I guess we all have a job to do, even
even Satan.
You know what I got from him? I got something in the mail. And say what?
I said even the Satanists.
Yeah, I guess. Well, look at Judas. Anyway, I got something in the mail from him, and it said, you know, everybody could be a little poorer to help others. Really? If that isn't, I mean, see.
Wow. You think Bill Gates would be poorer to help me out?
Yeah, right? Here's the thing, though. Victor talks about this. I mean, there's black liberation theology, which is, I don't know if you guys are familiar with it, Jeremiah Wright, and it's like, it's social justice, and it's a lot of what we're seeing right now in the geopolitical world, but there's also a liberation theology from South America, and look what happened to Venezuela, and it's not really a theology,
right.
Like, it's redistributive, it's communism, it's control, you know? And
yep.
It's just interesting. I mean, it's just interesting, but it's kind of a, you know, it's just interesting. It's interesting, and, you know, I think God gives us free choice. Our government should do the same. God gives us free
That's
will.
Right.
Government should do the same. That's all I'll say. I'll get off my... But, we do have to pray. I'm sorry?
I said you're getting off your pulpit?
Yeah, right. Okay. Get off the soapbox. Interesting.
It's,
I mean, I feel bad for our president. I'm hoping his children will be healthy. Anybody hear anything today besides Kaylee McInerney acquiring the COVID-2 now?
No, but I didn't spend that much time. Yeah, I didn't catch that much news today. I was trying to stay in a God focus today. Tomorrow's politics day. I think that what's really important now for our president is to take a step back, and the people that have been around him for a very long time, like his children, his two sons, both said, never seen the guy sick before, period. So maybe it'll help mellow a few of the tweets out. I think he's been really restrained. I haven't seen anything crazy for a while, but then I see it with a different lens than other people. But I think what's important now is that we just continue to pray and, and anytime. And I did find that quote that it's not a quote, I made it up. Freedom from fear flows into faith. And I think that is just so critical, is to replace that fear with our faith. And we're kind of winding down here, huh, Carol Ann? We're looking at 5:18 my time, 4:18 your time.
Yep.
Is
we're
there
getting
anything
close.
Else you want to cover?
No, I think we should just pray. I mean, we should just, you know, pray and ask God to heal our land. Like 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, if my people humble themselves before me, bow before me, and we should ask for forgiveness as a country, because I really think that we have, like Ronald Reagan said, we are starting to forget we're one nation under God. And, you know, we will be a nation gone under. So I'm ready to say a prayer. Anybody else?
I'd like to
nope.
do a quick affirmation. A quick affirmation from Florence Scovel Shinn, The Writings Of. If you've never seen the book, I suggest you get it. It is amazing. And this is under the category of health, and this is an affirmation for health. I am nourished by the spirit within. Every cell in my body is filled with light. I give thanks for radiant health and endless happiness. And it's just... Please, dear God, put the white light of love and health and safety around us, and let's get through this election safely.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Abba, Father God, we thank you for this day. God, we thank you for our life. We thank you for our health. We thank you for our loved ones. We thank you, God, for our relationship with each other, and we thank you for letting us be born in the greatest country that man has ever known. God, let us be good stewards of this country. Let us learn to trust in you, like your word says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on to your own understanding. That's from Proverbs 3:5. Let us learn to trust in you, Abba Father. Let us live for you and for your glory, and just believe that you are with us. Surrender to your will. And as it says in Philippians 4:13, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So, God, let your Holy Spirit come. Let it empower us. Let it lead us, guide us. We know that you're with us. And, God, we just gotta do the right thing and glorify you. Whatever happens, you're in control. We're not. As it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. So, God, we're just going to keep praying and believing. Please, God, bless our president. Let him come through this like the champion that he is. Let his wife be healthy. Let all of his the people in his office and his cabinet, anybody that has got this COVID, and even our neighbors and our friends and anybody that has got this disease, God, let it be used for your glory. Let it come and go quickly. Let it not be painful, God. Let this pandemic be gone, God. Use it for your glory to wake people up, so they could come to you and be pensive and thoughtful to you, Father. So, God, we love you. Your word says you are love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love rejoices in truth. So, God, you are love, and we love you. We love each other. Thank you, Father, for leading, guiding us, and touching us, and Holy Spirit being with us. And thank you, Jesus, for dying for our sin and iniquity. And we receive all your blessings and love and light in Jesus' name.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen and amen. All right.
Yep,
thanks,
yep.
Ladies. God bless everybody. We'll check out now. We'll be back next week, same time, same station. And thanks for sharing, everybody. God bless. God bless. God bless America, and God bless us.
God bless.
Everyone.
Yep.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take it easy. Bye. Talk to you guys. Okay, bye. Love you. Ciao. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. That's going to end this great edition of Yasha Prayer Force. This is Carolyn Parisi. And God, please bless America. Bless us all. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back again. And like I always like to say, be well, be blessed, be free, be that change you wish to see. Thank you, God.